Good morning. My name is Jun Dong. Currently, I'm a PhD student in Taiwan. It's my great pleasure to be here with you today. And I was at Harvard. I work with Professor Kawash and Professor Subramanian to conduct this research. And it's my second time to present in the APHA, this great conference. It's a huge conference, huh? Yeah, but it's my first time to visit Chicago. What a great city. Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
Yes. Does anyone went to the sky deck on the Willis Tower to see the nice view? Oh, yeah. So if you want to have a nice view, I would suggest you can go to the 96th floor in the John Hancock building. There's a lounge bar, and you can have a nice dinner and enjoy the spectacular view. You can do it this afternoon. Yeah. But yesterday, I went to the boat tour to introduce the architecture in Chicago. And there's one building, it's very special and totally captured my eyes. There's the second highest building in Chicago, and there's a very big name on the building. Yes, it's Trump Tower. Well, Donald Trump, this name, I don't know much about him, but I know he's prepared for running for the President of the United States. And well, today, this morning I saw his news on the television, and he's super rich, huh? I think he belongs to the 1%, and I am the 99%. So this is somehow related to today's topic. I'm talking about income inequality. So today I will show you the association between the income inequality and health inequality. I will show you the association, but I have no relationship to disclose. So okay, why we have to care about income inequality? So we will have a new president here in the United States and in Taiwan as well. So every candidate running for the presidency must face this issue. So clearly, this is a social and political issue. And OECD, in 2008, the OECD report indicated that most OECD countries are experiencing the widening gap between the rich and the poor during the past few decades. And this year, the new report came out, and it says that the income inequality slowed down the economic growth. So it's also an economic issue. So we have many indexes to measure the level of income inequality, and the most common one is the Gini coefficient. So Gini coefficient ranges from 0 to 1. 0 means perfectly equal. Everyone in the society has the same amount of income. And 1 means perfectly unequal. Only one person owns all the income in the society. So in this room, I would assume our income level might be relatively close. I don't know, maybe not. But I would say in this room, the Gini coefficient probably like 0.3 to 0.4 maybe. But imagine if Donald Trump standing behind you. So what happened? The Gini coefficient must be very close to 1, huh? So the problem is not the income inequality itself, because it seems not feasible to pursue a society with the Gini coefficient 0. The problem is too much income inequality. It's a little bit, the income inequality is like ketchup. If you're eating fries with a little bit ketchup, you'll be very tasty. But if too much ketchup, I mean too much ketchup, you're eating the ketchup, not the fries, so you become very disgusting and it hurts your health. So how much is too much? So basically we use the cutting line at 0.4 to distinguish whether the income inequality is a serious issue for a society. But unfortunately in the United States, the Gini coefficient exceeds 0.4. And in some countries, like Nordic countries, like Sweden, Finland, the Gini coefficient is below 0.3. So what about Taiwan? As you can see in this trend, the Gini coefficient in Taiwan rises from like 0.28 to 0.34 during the past 20 years. So this is also a serious problem in Taiwan. Okay, income inequality is a social, political, and economic issue. But is there anything to do with public health? Well, since the 1992 BNJ paper by Richard Wilkinson, there's a lot of research to investigate the association between the income inequality to many, many social and health outcomes. It linked to the low social mobility, violence, mental illness, imprisonment, teenage births, and lack of trust. It's kind of evil. It's like common roots of many, many social problems, including health problems. So why this happens? Some mechanism hypothesis has been proposed. So income inequality might damage population health through underinvestment on human capital or erosion of social cohesion, lower the trust, the level of trust in society, or induce social comparison and it causes psychosocial stress, allostatic load, cortisol, and or with so-called relative deprivation. But we, as the public generation, public health generation, we not only care about health, we also care about health inequality. So we do mind the health gap. So this book came out yesterday in the United States, and also it's Sir Michael Marmo. And Marmo was in Taiwan a few days ago. He met our president because governments in Taiwan published a review report on the health inequality. So this is a recall to the topic of this conference, the health in all policy. If you want to deal with the problem of health gap, we might have to act on a higher level in the government. However, few studies has to link income inequality to the socioeconomic gradient in health. So the objective of my study was to examine whether the income inequality is associated with socioeconomic disparity in mortality and mortality level itself in Taiwan using a multi-level framework. So Taiwan is located in East Asia next to China, now far away from Japan and South Korea. And there are 352 townships nested within 20 cities county, and I call it city level. So this is a cross-sectional ecological design, and the outcome variable will be all-cause age standardized mortality using the 5 years data from 2008 to 2012. So it represents the mortality level in 2010. And then I control for the population size and absolute income level at city level. Unfortunately, I don't have the income data at township level. So instead, I use a stronger socioeconomic indicator, which is the educational level. The definition is the percentage of people who owns the college or higher degree on the population over the 15 years old and over. So here, the green line is the socioeconomic inequality. There would be a very strong negative association between the education level and mortality level. The higher the education, the lower the mortality. Then we look the effect of gene coefficient on mortality, then we put the cross-level interaction term. This would help us to answer the study question of this research, whether the Gini coefficient is associated with the socioeconomic inequalities. So here I show you what is the social gradient in mortality in Taiwan. So this is the data from Taipei. In Taipei, we have 12 township. And as you can see, the educational level almost perfectly explains the variation of the all-cause mortality rate. The 1% increase in educational level that decreased like 6 deaths per 100,000 population. And R-square is over 96%. It's amazing. So this is a clearly slope. So here's the result. After control of the independent variables, the intercepts for the outcome, which is the overall mortality level, is 567 deaths per 100,000 population. And you can see here, the education level has a very strong negative association with the mortality level. And we found that there are positive association between the Gini coefficient and mortality. The higher the Gini coefficient, the higher the mortality rate. And now we put a cross-level interaction term. This is a very key result of this study. As you can see, there are still a very strong negative between educational level and mortality. So the 1% increase in educational level, it will associate with decrease like 10 deaths per 100,000 population. But 1 unit increase in Gini coefficient, that would further steepen the slope by 0.96 deaths per 100,000 population. So this graph will help you understand this concept. So if we categorize the 20 cities in Taiwan into 2 groups, so 1 group is the 10 cities with a higher Gini coefficient, which is the red line, and 1 group is another 10 cities with a lower Gini coefficient, which is blue line. As you can see, the red line is the city with a higher level of income inequality that tend to have a higher average mortality rate, and also the steeper the slope. And here is the 3-color graph. You can see this pattern more clearly. The green line is the top 5 cities with the highest Gini coefficient that experience the highest overall mortality rates, but also the steeper socioeconomic gradient. And if we look at the working age people, working age is the people aged 25 to 64. You can see this pattern more clearly. As you can see, the red line is the 10 cities with the higher Gini coefficient that experience the higher mortality level than the blue city, and their socioeconomic gradient is steeper than the other group. So this tells us income inequality is not only related to the overall population health level, but also linked to the health gap. But why this happens? So more research are needed. So next step, I will link the Gini coefficient to the co-specific mortality and age-specific mortality to look at the detail of why this happened, what's the mechanism and the pathway linked to these 2 concepts. So my conclusion is income inequality is related to area-based educational gradients in mortality in Taiwan. So the policy narrowing the gap between the rich and the poor is not only improve the overall health status, but also can reduce the social gradients in health. So once again, I want to echo the topic in this conference, the health in all policy. If you want to deal with the problem with income inequality, it's usually beyond the responsibility of health sector. So we, as the public health generation, we are looking for the opportunity to improve the multi-section collaboration. Then we have the chance to improve the health status and close the gap in the generation. Thank you very much. So now I take questions. Yes?
Because I'm not familiar with the culture and government in Taiwan, how receptive are they to your research? And are you finding that people outside of the public health sector in Taiwan would be interested in making action towards your data?
At least this is the evidence, and I work for the government. I know if the people in different section, people have a different KPI, and the health KPI might not be other section's KPI, so it's very difficult to work together. But now Taiwan might have a chance because our health department has been transformed to the health Department of Health and Welfare. So some social sector are combined to the health sector. So now this is a chance to work together because the annual KPI are binding together. And now we have a new chance because we have a new report review on the health inequality in Taiwan, and it's signed by our president and Professor Mamo. So we'll see. We're working on it. Thank you. That's a very good question because let me show you. Jump to it. Yes, this trend it seems happened to Taiwan, but I believe it's also happened to another country. But however, during this period, the life expectancy declined. So this seems a paradox. So if the Gini coefficient goes up, how can the life expectancy keep growing? That was your question?
Yes.
Okay. So this pattern might not be, if we see the Gini coefficient goes up, the life expectancy might not seem to be declined, but it might slow down the increased rate of life expectancy. So this might need the time series analysis to use the longitudinal data to look at this relationship. This is what I'm trying to do next step. So maybe I will show you next APHA. Yeah, thank you. See you next year. Okay, thank you very much again. Okay.